Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. I couldn't remember how the song went. I'm like, how much longer is this crap going to go?
He's got to hit the post.
No, 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 no. We get it. No.
Got to get more cowbell.
It is important to me when I come in on a song for some reason. I guess it's just all those years growing up with music radio.
Good feel, too,
It's satisfying.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm with you.
It's very unsatisfying when somebody goes early.
Or late. Like, or you let late, it go a little bit too much.
I'd rather you go late than come in early.
But there's always a post. There's always a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to bring you up to date, we laid my mom to rest on Friday. And thank goodness the heat had broken and it was 10 in the morning and it was 78 degrees. And pretty much I hate to say it like it's a performance because it's not. But since I was officiating and doing the eulogy, to me, it was a little bit like if it went bad, it was my fault. You know what I mean? And it went really, really well. We had 20 of the family members there and I spoke, and then probably half the people there spoke and we were laughing and it was cool.
That's good.
Very
really
nice.
Cool. Yeah. So thank you, Panic Funeral Home over in the East Side. Great. And then we all went to Moonlight for lunch, which was fantastic. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nice day. It really was. Mm. So now just, as everyone knows who loses someone, it stages. And there's, I didn't see this coming. I didn't think that emotion was going to happen. Oh, now I have to file this. Why do I have to file anything?
Right.
Why isn't this a little more user-friendly? People die every day. Why do I have to, how many copies of the death certificate and gift certificate? That's what they should do, is should combine those.
To where?
Yeah, on the back you get free Chick-fil-A. On the back, it's a sticker. I died, and all I got was this stupid sticker.
Well, it's better than a parking pass. I told you that story, right?
No.
In the hospital?
No.
Oh, we just watched my dad pass, right? And it was like 2 in the morning, and they said the chaplain's coming in, and we're at Barnes. And the guy comes in, and his phone went off twice in the middle of the prayer or whatever. And then at the end of it, he does the whole thing, whatever, you know, amen. And then he says, does anybody need a parking pass?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You guys got parking passes? We had to pay like $35 after my mom died.
I mean, this was...
You were standing by the bed still.
Yeah, my dad's body is right in front of us. And this guy said, does anybody need a parking pass? I'm like, well...
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is expensive, but... I'm not thinking about it right now.
Didn't you laugh?
Yeah, oh, real loud.
And then you felt
bad. Real loud.
Now you feel guilty for laughing.
And then I did, later I felt bad. And because he left the room quickly after I did that. Had a loud outburst of laughter. Because I thought, what in the hell, man? What kind of question is that? I mean, look, that parking garage is not cheap.
I take a couple pauses.
Yeah,
say it quietly.
Could you just set a couple on the table and walk out?
Does anybody need a parking pass?
That's crazy.
Oh, no.
It's the first thing I'm thinking about.
Oh, man. I've told the story before. I won't tell it all of it again, but when my dad passed, and I was in there, and it was perfect lighting, and it was so sweet, and it was so, because I didn't make it there for the actual passing away. And then the door busts open, and it's my mom who was taking possession of a 10 or 12 inch black and white television so that no one from the nursing home took it. And she was just a wrecking ball. And then there was a guy playing gospel music, and I swear it was Sexual Chocolate from Coming to America. Yep. And he was in like a peach velvet tux.
Awesome.
And he had a handkerchief, and it was very James Brown. And we're not a super touchy-feely family, but my mom thought it was a good idea that we all hold hands. So we stood there through three like Lilies of the Valley until it's like, okay.
Oh, no.
I think we've done this enough.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's funny that you just find humor in those moments.
Yeah.
And sometimes
funeral laughter. I mean, that's why it's a thing.
It's, sometimes it's forced on you, but other times you're kind of looking for it to deal.
I maintain, I've made a living now out of being funny. And if someone were to ask me, can you pinpoint a moment? What's the funniest you've ever been? I can. It's not at a DGS Live. It's not on the air. It was at a relative's funeral. And I was just on, and I couldn't stop. And I was just doing improv. We didn't know them very well. Now, Of course it was disrespectful, but they didn't notice. They didn't know, so no harm, no foul. But I was like walking up behind people and then sort of imitating them with only my family knowing. And yeah, that was my high point.
That is pretty funny.
Remember that for my funeral.
Yep.
You're going to outlive all of us, but we can remember.
Yeah, no kidding.
Even Rach and Andrew, they're just in their 30s. You're going to be around forever.
Yeah, I'm going down hard.
We're not.
That's not what I meant.
It's going to be rough.
We'll have normal lifespans, and Dave will be like, see you guys in 20 years.
My entire eulogy for Andrew is like kind of jokes, but he would have wanted it. Just making fun.
Yeah.
Just brutal, roasting him.
You don't have to, but I mean.
Did you want to tell that one story? Because you certainly don't have to.
Oh, man. Okay, so Saturday was my brother came into town from Los Angeles, and we decided to, that was the day that we dealt with my mom's ashes. She was cremated, and we have been holding on to the ashes. And we took care of them on Saturday. We scattered them. It was very nice. And then you still have this box that has like the name and information on it and a bag with a bunch of like ash residue in it. And, we didn't really know what to do with that. So my dad was like, you know what? I think we need to burn it. We're going to burn it and then we're going to bury it because he's like, I can't throw this away. This has, you know, a person in it. And so he calls me outside. He's like, hey, come outside for a second. So I go outside and he's poured a bunch of gasoline into it, into the plastic box. And he's like, well, I guess here we go. And so he lights it with a match and throws it. It just goes, it just ignites because he put a lot of gasoline into it. And it's one of those things where
would your mom have loved that?
She would have loved it. Well, she would have been yelling at us to be careful and not do it. And she would have said that's way too much gasoline to put in there. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you just have to laugh. Like, we ended up having fun. He was splashing more gas on it from his gas can. And then eventually a bunch of fire travels up the gas and catches the can on fire. And then he's swinging this flaming gas can around, about to set himself on fire. I'm like, drop it! You gotta drop it! Just let it go!
The stoles are different.
Dude. Yeah. It's different.
There's a reason you don't use gasoline to burn things.
Yeah, it worked pretty well. And then the next idea that I had, I was like, all right, let's pour it on the shovel, and then we'll throw we'll launch it from the shovel into the fire. And then it just resulted in catching the shovel on fire.
Yes.
So we're swinging this flaming shovel.
So you didn't learn the lesson from the first one.
Well, we ended up starting doing that on purpose because it was fun. The whole shovel head just goes up in flames. And
now I feel like my mom's funeral is boring. Yeah.
Let's play with fire.
That is such a rural thing to do. Oh, my God.
Not even really rural.
I know.
That's right in the middle of the city of Alton. It was nice to have a little fun with that after what had up to that point been a very difficult day, and everything went perfectly. Couldn't have asked it to go any better. My dad did not end up catching on fire, which was a very good bonus.
Yeah, when my brother passed away in Arizona and he was cremated, and it was a gazillion dollars to ship back remains. And I probably wouldn't do this today, but it was 2002. I was a different person. But I said, well, what if we ship him back and we market antique lamp?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just like, well, it's horrendous, but you can do it. So that's what my brother would have loved, because he loved sticking it to the man.
I'm just going to say, I see nothing wrong with that. Look, why would it, if it's the, if it's, how do I put this?
Oh, no. Now you're being careful.
Well, it's that's like governmental price gouging. If it costs $1 million to ship, human remains, but it costs, 50 cents to ship a lamp that costs the same amount of money.
I think they have reasons in their defense.
They don't want it to spill out, like open up or something. And then it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm certain that based on some of the mail that I've seen delivered, I'm sure that they are always taking very good care of whatever they're sending.
That took a turn.
I'm just saying.
We started with we buried my mom, and now it's an indictment of the Postal Service. DGS. We are going to about 3:15 today because of the Cardinals makeup game with the Mets at about 4:15. So we give our best couple of hours here. Taking Phoebe back to KU this weekend, 2 weeks early, because now, so she went a week early last time for her freshman year because it was rush, you know, sorority rush, Greek rush, and that was hell. And so this one promises to be worse because she is now on the other side. So she's now a part of Tri-Delt. So she's part of, you know, recruiting girls. And they go back a week early to learn, like, you know, we are Tri-Delt, we don't smell, like, whatever, you know. And she's not the most clappy Limerick person to begin with, so, but she's personable. She's a Glover, so they'll stick her out there front and center. Had to buy like 4 or 5 different pairs of high heels in different colors. Don't ask me why. But yeah, how bad does that sound? I mean, I'm a 60-year-old man. I'm not a 18-year-old girl, but...
Very, very matchy outfits and hairdos. And there's a look. Sororities are all about the look.
Yeah.
And every sorority might have its own look, but it's there.
And isn't that so interesting? Because as I've learned from talking to lots of people, that Tri-Delt can be one thing at KU and another thing at Mizzou and another thing at Harvard. So you can't just say like, oh, they're this overall. And so what you're doing is just taking a group of humans that have a different Greek name, but they have a flavor to them. Like, I'm looking for the cool girls. I'm looking for the party girls. I'm looking for the stuck-up girls. I'm looking for the beautiful girls. I'm looking for the, you know, what a odd thing we do. Yeah. And then boys, oh, they just live in dog houses. I mean, I've never seen or heard of a really nice fraternity house, which makes sense. Because it's a bunch of 18 to 20-year-old boys living there.
Yeah.
You would think at KU it would be nicer. Miami had a pretty good scene, right?
None. Almost none.
Know?
No,
oh,
almost,
really?
Almost. It was almost non-existent. There were like 3 or 4 fraternities and they're like little frat houses right across. There could not be. I don't know if this is 100% true, but the story was there. We did not have sorority houses at all. According to what people were told, I haven't looked it up. It was not allowed in the city of Coral Gables because more than a certain number of women living together was considered a brothel.
As it always is. I don't know why.
And I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if that was like an old law in the books.
Did
I just know this.
I mean, it's a convent or a brothel.
Well,
it's got to be.
They don't have any convents in Coral Gables. No, we did not have sorority houses. They had like little.
I never know where this is going to go.
I'm telling you, it was a non-existent thing for the most part. But there were frats. And they would have parties, but it wasn't like a big deal. I never went to one.
No, I mean, like, you could have as many boys living together as you wanted to.
I mean, come on.
They're not going to get in any trouble.
I mean, come on.
No.
You know, those laws were probably written in the 1920s or whatever when dudes could do what they wanted and women could not.
You know what happens when you get 3 women together?
Yep.
It's a brothel.
They start selling it off.
Yeah, obviously. Yep.
Listen, we're either not having sex or people are going to
pay for it. Or we're selling it.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no in between.
From the generation of double standards, here you go.
My sisters and I were single for a long time. We always joked. We're like, well, eventually we're going to have to open a brothel or a convent. So.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Dude, when I was in college, I forgot what the name of the fraternity was, but it was a little off campus, and they had a party. We made national news for this. It was a party off campus. And some of the football team went to it, and a couple of the guys in the fraternity, and I don't know what started it, beat up one of the football players. So the football players left. They went back and got some of their teammates, and they came back with, like, bats and sticks and chains, and they just beat the hell out of as many frat guys as they could find.
Jeez.
We were on SportsCenter.
Really?
Man, wow. it was a real time for Illinois State University football.
Were you involved in any way?
No, I wasn't there at all. I think
the back of the room just like watching it.
I think I had just graduated.
Jokes.
Actually, now that I think about it, I was like a year out.
I think I had an alibi. Now that I'm thinking about it, I definitely had an alibi.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. I was somewhere else.
Sticks.
I know. Sticks. I'm stuck on the sticks too.
Yeah. Sticks and bats.
What kind of sticks? Like natural sticks?
Dude, I don't know.
Or like 2x4.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a foot long stick that does the whole bunch of nothing.
I don't know. So the story
is like that you find in the yard, like when your dad's like, pick up the sticks, I gotta mow the lawn.
So it goes from there being baseball bats and sticks to, you know, the stories start to get embellished. Yeah. And they brought sticks with nails in them, like nails sticking out of them. Like, I don't think that happened.
Jeez.
But yeah, it was a whole thing.
Man, oh man.
Mm.
Switching quickly, I want to give a compliment to Rachel and then sort of crap on someone else or a whole bunch of people. I witnessed today the phenomenon of two women talking together like porpoises, you know, where it's like, oh my God, what? And I kind of looked at Rach and she said, paraphrasing, yeah, that's why I'm not farther along because I don't have that tool.
I don't have that gear,
which I respect.
Well, I wish I had that gear.
Do you really?
Well, yeah, sometimes because it's like you just feel in groups like that, you feel very left out. Like you talk about like the sorority thing, like that's just not, I could never fit into a situation like that. And sometimes it just sucks to not fit in. So
no, it's a compliment. You don't want to fit in.
Sometimes I do. Like sometimes it's like, oh man, it feels like life would be simpler if I could shift into that gear a little more. Not really, because I feel like if I did try, everyone would be like, this isn't the real you. What are you doing here?
You don't like gossip?
Me away.
She's neither convent or brothel.
Gossip. I know. Neither. See, I just feel like, no, this is good. This is, I feel very feminine and girly until I go hang out with groups of ladies and then everything's bedazzled. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so fun. And I don't, and like you, I'm sitting there going, well, I have nothing to say. Are any of you following the Supreme Court?
He's like, I was reading briefings last night.
I can tell you how bad the White Sox are, and I can tell you about the Supreme Court, but I have nothing to say about this wine.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
132 DGS. Andrew's doing me a really big favor this weekend. So about a month ago, I was asked to be a celebrity bartender at an event called Raise a Glass to Hope, which is benefiting Glow for Hope, which is suicide awareness and prevention. It's this Saturday, August 10th from 4 to 7 at Copper Fire in Belleville. And it is, it was going to be me, against a beauty queen. And I am taking Phoebe to KU. So, and we have like a specific time. Our move-in time is 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. There's no way to get back from Lawrence, Kansas in time. So I asked my friend Andrew, and he agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little nervous about it.
A little bit.
So we need you, if you're an Eastsider, to come out. The whole event is from 4 to 7 p.m. at Copper Fire. Andrew is facing off against Miss World America.
So now it's two beauty
World?
Queens.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm thinking I might let her win. I don't know. Thinking I might let her win. Just
you
to be
are
nice,
going in with the wrong attitude, my friend.
Yeah.
First of all, she's Miss World America.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the kind of thing I would have made up when I was 13.
That's true. That's double. That's double the title.
My girlfriend
from Canada.
Maybe you know of her. She's,
she's
Miss World America.
She's Miss Planetary U.S.
It's like saying it's like $1 million World America.
$1 million.
I love that. Well, you're going to beat her,
first
though,
shot has been fired.
Yeah, we don't want to be. She seems very nice. We don't want to be too mean.
Andrew's going to walk in and people are so mad at him.
I think so. You're going to be behind a bar.
Right? I think so.
I think you should have a framed photo of yourself sitting on the bar.
Do you know how to make anything?
Like,
no.
I think it would look good.
That's the other problem, is I don't know how to make any drinks.
Well, Andrew went through a bartending phase there.
I went through a cocktailing phase, but it was more of like a freestyle cocktail, right?
What does that mean?
You
mean
creating like your own recipes?
That prison thing you talked about the other day?
Yes, kind of. It was more like, what do I have around the house that can be poured into a cup?
Were you guys here for that one?
No. Freestyle cocktailing?
He is obsessed with prison food.
Yeah, I'm really
fascinated
by prison.
And they make a certain drink out of...
The toilet.
Regret and what?
Instant coffee and you sort of melt down the Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
And instant
coffee. You could introduce that to Belleville.
And like Coca-Cola. I could.
Prison
here.
Punch. There you go.
This is the instant coffee.
The prison cafe. The Jolly Ranchers in the... Wasn't it like codeine and... Jolly Ranchers is
well, there's
it,
lean.
Oh, what's that called?
That's Purple Drink.
Illegal? Purple Drink. That's what it is, I think.
And that's got the Sprite in there. Yeah, cough syrup. It's like cough syrup and Sprite. Like
so they had asked me for a headshot, which we have many, and then I couldn't do it. And they're like, okay, can we get a headshot of Andrew? And I suggested the toilet shot from DoorDash.
I don't have one. So here's the thing.
What about the thirst trap photo?
Yeah, you got the
thirst trap photo does not fit the vibe of the event.
Oh, you
that
know
look right next to Miss World America.
You set the vibe, brother.
The vibe of the event is positivity and happiness, and everyone's looking very good. I look like I would be somebody that the event would be benefiting. I look absolutely. I look very unhappy in the photo, and I don't know if I don't think that that's the right.
The word you're looking for is sexy and smoldering.
It's sexy and smoldering, but also, like, I don't look happy, right? So I want to give the vibe that I want to be there, because I do. It's
so
going to be a very fun
confident.
Event.
What are you going to do?
I might have somebody take a picture of me, because I...
Solid
I don't have.
Plan.
Can
yeah,
you do
I don't.
Your
I don't have.
Photo?
I don't have any pictures.
Do you have a passport or a driver's license photo?
I do. You know what? You're right. I should send them my whole driver's license. I just put that up.
Do you have one from your euphonium days?
I don't. I just don't have really that many pictures of me ever.
You can get your passport photo at the library. Uh-huh. Walk across the street. You sit in the booth. You take your passport photo. They print it out, and you can use that.
I'm not going to do that. they need it like today.
You know that's what I mean. You do it in a booth. They'll print it out.
Yeah. I'm still not going to do it. So I might just like take a selfie.
Do you know how far the library is?
I'll take it for you, Andrew.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. If you fell out the window, you'd be halfway there.
Speaking of freaks, we're talking about how hot it is today. And Amy was like, oh, my God, I know. I only ran from Plaza Frontenac around
Forest Park.
Back.
With no water.
With no water.
No. Well... That was a mistake. So we went early. It was, 6 o'clock yesterday morning, but it was still very hot and humid. It was like 79 degrees at 6 a.m. So we stopped at the giant Amoco sign.
Oh, yeah.
The walk-up gas station and used Apple Pay and got a Gatorade, which I believe saved my life.
Nice. And then did you Uber or?
No. I ran with the Gatorade back to Plaza Frontenac.
Man. I don't want that.
It is
for
hilly.
Me.
She can't Uber after she runs.
Yeah, it'd be sweaty.
Yeah, that's gross.
You have to wear a shirt in an Uber, don't you? Probably.
Well, I would hope so.
What's the implication there?
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry.
Well, Amy's
like
Amy
a
gets...
sports bra. Sorry, like a sports bra and shorts, and you're running, right? And it's hot and you're gross.
Mm. Yeah, can you imagine getting somebody else's car like that?
That'd be rude. Mm-hmm. I'd get a zero rating.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, they rate you too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you slam the car door,
really? That's the number one thing that they downrate people is by shutting the door too hard.
So
it's like my dad's driving. Yep. So, that's all I ever heard.
Me
don't
too.
Slam the door!
So when you get out of the Uber.
One star, this guy got in and went, oh, boy.
That was me.
He slammed the door.
Oh, boy.
You know, I haven't done that in a while.
No?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me.
So listen to this. My brother-in-law, right from New York, basically, has lived there for 20, 25 years and has taken hundreds and hundreds of Uber rides, had like a 5-star rating, moved to Nashville for 1 year, and his Uber rating dropped like significantly. And, you take it very personally. I take it personally. He does, too. So what happened is he's a New Yorker. You don't talk, right? You don't talk. In the Midwest and the South, they will vote, like, they will give you a lower rating if you don't talk.
Wow.
So because he was too quiet in Nashville, he got lower ratings.
That's dumb.
It's so dumb.
You ever see the Black Mirror episode? I don't know how many people watch that show, and I've only seen a couple, but there's one where everybody has a rating, just a general rating. And just any interaction you have, people can rate you in the moment.
We're pretty close to that.
Wasn't that something in China? Wasn't that a
social
credit?
Like a like your social rating.
Yeah. And the woman, it's Ron Howard's daughter. Yeah. And then she's got this bad rating. So I forgot what it is she's not allowed to do, but it's stuff that any of us can do, but she can't do it or she can't go into this business because her rating isn't high enough. You imagine getting to a place like that where it's just that discriminatory?
Mm. I'm not sure what the segue is here. There's something in my mind, but I watched Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Did you fall asleep?
You didn't like it.
I mean, I don't know. You guys built it up pretty hard.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Although I watched the dubbed version, which always bothers me.
Oh,
I was too tired to read.
Yeah, that's what I watched too.
Understandable. Yeah, I could see not. You know, I can never watch like live action dubbed. Like animation dubbed is fine, but live action dubbed, it just throws me off too much.
All animation's dubbed, right?
Is it all animation dubbed?
I should say dubbed in such a way to... All right, settle down. I should say dubbed in such a way as not to have the voices and faces match up and voices and, you know, mouth moving match up. I can deal with that in animation, but it's too distracting in, like, live action.
Hey, you're wearing your Charlie Brown shirt today.
I am.
For your photo.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was a little... Because I thought about this earlier. I was like, I wish I wasn't wearing the shirt. It's not a flattering shirt.
Then why do you wear
it? All your shirts look like that.
Because it fits.
Ouch.
You know, it fit.
It's just a striped shirt.
I'm getting real sick of this one today.
He started talking and stopped.
I made a dumber movie decision, though, over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I was kind of bored and, you know, just had mom's funeral, so I was going to treat myself. And this is not the way you treat yourself, is by spending $20 to rent the third Quiet Place.
They have a third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the prequel.
Day one.
Don't waste your money. Don't even waste a dollar. Because the first one was fairly interesting. You know, it's a new kind of alien, and they can follow the sound, and there's a deaf girl involved. I thought it was okay. Second one, it's just more people being quiet. And I thought in the third one, like, well, surely there'll be a backstory, and who are the aliens, and why are they here, and how did they get here, and why do they only hear things, they don't see things? Nope. It was just more people being quiet. That was it. That's the whole story. I can save you $20. Yeah. Oh, boy, I felt stupid.
I can't remember where we watched it. I think we watched it either like on a free DVD thing from the library or...
That movie or the first one?
No, the new one.
Watched it. Yeah. Did you feel the same way?
I didn't love it and I didn't hate it. I was very neutral on it. It was like, it's... You know, there's action, so it's fine. It keeps me occupied.
But
there are holes in the plot, obviously. It's not, you're watching, you're going, oh, really? You figured this out already?
Yeah, that's one thing is I thought, oh, I get to see people spend the movie figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And within, and I'm not exaggerating, 60 seconds of the first alien, everyone's going, shh.
Yeah. By the way, we're supposed to be quiet.
Yeah, like, I don't even get that.
Now, in fairness... Let's just say it was humans attacking. Wouldn't you be quiet also?
Quiet's usually good when you're under attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they figured out a couple things. There's another part that they figured out, and you're like, that's pretty fast.
Did you see the first one in the theater?
I don't remember.
Because my friends who did, I did not. And I don't know if it was just that theater, but the movie next to them, you know, was Michael Bay action. Oh, and Quiet Place is so quiet that you could hear theaters, like the big action scenes. And so it felt like you were, it messed, he said, with the ambiance of the movie. You could hear people chewing popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, I learned something about wolves.
Oh.
You know how when people talk about alphas, you know, alpha males and betas and such. So all of that is true, but only when humans take wolves and put them into a pack.
Yeah.
That's when they get snippy with each other. That's when one's going to take over. Mm. The alphas in nature are like moms and dads.
Yep. We did this, I think, when you were out.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because I'm a bit...
Well, he's the master of wolves.
Yeah, I'm the master of wolves, after
all. I should have figured you got the memo before I did.
Yeah, the only way that they have those fights is if you're bringing in wolves from different places and they don't have an order already. But in the wild, they have an order. Mom and dad and the pack. And then eventually the little guys will go off and form their own packs.
And then the gammas, they get rid of.
Yeah, but they also will welcome them back if they behave
they show
better.
Forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but, you know, it's just great because the bros always want to do, like, I'm an alpha, bro. Like, okay, well, then you're the zoo alpha, you know? You're like, because if you're just the real one, you're just dad, right? Just dad, you know, taking care of the pups. That's what the real alpha. And by the way, alpha is both the mom and the dad.
Yeah.
Not just one or the other.
Yeah.
Sorry, bros.
Rack them up.
I know.
I didn't expect such passion.
Yeah, that story made me really happy.
I'm going to get you that wolf velvet painting.
You should. I'll put it right up next to the other one, the photo that I have.
Who did you meet recently who's also a wolf guy?
Oh, our friend Amir.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was a politician.
Oh, there was that too. Who else?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was, oh, no, no. It was from the think tank
Chuck.
The other day. Yeah,
Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck,
yeah. Yeah. First thing he said to me, he's like, I don't want to say it the wrong way, but I think he jokingly said, I'm also Master of Wolves. And I'm like, yeah.
It should be in his ad.
Yeah.
Dude, he writes up on a wheel.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Master. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The AI wheeler with the long hair.
You just walk around. Yeah, you just walk around in the forest with a couple of wolves. Yeah,
this what was that conversation like? Aren't wolves cool? Yeah, wolves are cool, man. I love wolves.
Did it was basically
poster?
That.
Ooh, I got a poster.
My dad is the best, man. They're so cool.
You were 11
They're
years
like
old.
Big dogs.
Were you a bro before there were bros?
I don't know that I'm really a bro.
Yeah, that's not. I wouldn't call you that.
I'm like a semi bro.
I don't know.
Like, there's an in between.
There's a different vibe.
Yeah. Because you're not dumb.
Yeah.
Like, a bro's like, dumb, you know. You're not really that.
Hey, that's the best thing he's ever said to me.
In this room, take the compliment.
I know, I am. I'm like, thank you. I'm not dumb. This is great.
Yeah, that's not you. I don't know what the word is for you, though.
Yeah, that's,
there is something.
It's an in between. There's no doubt.
No, there's no in between. You're just a thing all to yourself.
Oh, that's even better. I'm unique.
We have a few of those on the show.
Yeah. Well,
there's no doubt about that.
Is Lonja bro?
No.
Yeah. No, not even close. No.
I don't know.
No, he's a CIA killer.
That's too cool.
He's the secret family guy.
I think that's too cool to of a thing for him.
What is he?
Mm. Well, that's why he probably is. CIA killers don't wear it on their shirt.
Mm. Yeah, dummy.
Yeah, but what could you imagine if they did?
They walk around with a hat that says CIA.
He's a little on the nose.
Ask me who I killed today.
What's a meaner word for know-it-all?
I have this.
Oh.
It's not meaner. It's scientific. It's called, S-C-I-O-L-I-S-T, SEOList, and it's someone who pretends to know more about a topic than they actually do.
Yeah, wow. he's a SEOList.
Yeah, that ended harshly.
Jeez. Yeah, I thought it would land.
Yeah, that did not.
Smarty pants?
Okay.
That's another word for know-it-all.
How are you going to say that to me?
I don't think you're a know-it-all.
Yeah, I'm not, but...
Kind of a know-it-all.
What are you?
I'm just smart.
Yeah.
He knows it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I found a new word for Chris, defensive.
I'm going to side with Ronj here. I do not think Ronj acts like a know-it-all.
I don't.
Ronj is funny. Yeah,
thanks,
man. We could think of a lot of words, but he did bring up one word that I like, pipsqueak. People don't use that very much.
Who?
He called
Who's
someone,
that about?
Who did you call?
Well, yeah. I call Pajeski a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's our producer.
He's great. He's not really a pipsqueak.
I mean, but
he has the vibe. He has
like
pipsqueak
6'1". Like, isn't a pipsqueak like a little guy?
Yes.
He's got the soul of a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
You know how it bothers me that Major League Baseball throws the baseball away so easily?
Yeah, every time it touches the dirt.
They gave the statistics on a Cardinals broadcast. The average team goes through 15,000 balls a season, $30 per ball, $450,000 that they go through for balls.
Wow.
They don't spend $30 a ball.
They got to get a rate.
I mean,
I don't think it's 30.
They may sell them for that after the fact as game used baseballs.
Didn't Andrew tell us that they go through one cow per baseball game?
What was that crazy face you just made at me?
I've never seen that one. I can't control my facial expressions. I don't know what I did. I have no control.
You showed me your teeth like a mad chimpanzee.
She does this. It's like she says something, she's not sure of it.
I'm not sure.
Like a wince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that.
It intimidated me, if that's what you're looking for.
I thought it was a cow a game.
Yes, it is. It is a cow game, whatever you say.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.